This is Questity Podcast, Nigerian first LGBTIQ lifestyle podcast. We are queer here, we're LGBT here. Guys, can we take a moment to talk about good looks and fabulous clothing? Have you all heard about Fab's clothing and accessories? Darling, that shop is just your one-stop shop for your clothing, your shirt, your round neck, your pants, your trousers, your jock straps, your footwear. Darling, they've got you covered. Just check them up on Instagram at fabsclothing_accessories. Fab as in F-A-A-B-S, clothing_accessories. Darling, they're just awesome. You can WhatsApp them on 08154883976 or 090-9541-0798 or you call 0812-013-9048. Use the discount code QuestCity to get 10% discount. Fab's Clothing, got you covered.
Hi guys, yeah, what's up? It's Conrad of QuestCity. Y'all are welcome to this episode. On today's episode, guys, guess what? I will be doing a review, a countdown of my top 5 queer movies. Yes, my top 5 queer movies. Tam tada, pee pee, do, 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 party, 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 tam tam, wham. Yes, my number 5 would be, guys, Prayer for Bobby. Yes, Prayer for Bobby, Prayer for Bobby is a true life story of Babe Griffin, a gay rights crusader whose teenage son committed suicide due to a religious intolerance. You know, it's based on the book of the same title by Leroy Aron. Yes, Prayer for Bobby. I think that was the first queer movie I ever saw in my life. Yes, Prayer for Bobby. Yes, it is. You know, it's a story of a boy, a young boy who discovered he is queer. And, you know, it's a white boy story. He's queer. And in his family, his mother happens to be very, very way religious. Like, effing religious, mama. His mom is very, very, very religious. So, I think his brother found out and his brother outed him to the whole family. And his mother could not tolerate him. His mother was being all religious about him and how God hates him and how God hates his act and everything about him. I was going to end up in hell. And his mother just keeps really, really homophobic things at him. And one day, he committed suicide and Bobby died. And his mother found out she had been wrong about her son. And she joined an inclusive church, and you know, that just helped our faith, and she became a gay right crusader. And that was Prayer for Bobby. My number 4 movie would be Noah's Ark. Yes, Noah's Ark is a movie of, I think, 2005 2006. Yeah, it had a series and the movie was Noah's Ark Jumping the Broom, which is the one I love so much. You know, it actually showed the family bondness and the community. It really, really just showed how communal we are as persons. It was a story of two queer couples alongside their friends. You know, so the story of Noah, Alex, Ricky, Chance. Yes, Chance is the professor, if I'm not wrong. Right, they were friends of two certain couples, which is Noah and Alex. Right, and it's a very nice movie. The friends helped them plan their wedding, even if their parents were not ready to come for their wedding. They went to do the wedding. One of the partners, I think, Alex's family lake house, and that was where the wedding was done. And it was nice. On the day of the wedding, I think either Alex or Ricky's mother, one of them, came around, and you know, it was a nice movie and they really enjoyed themselves, even if the movie was so catastrophical at some point. But then you would enjoy it because it's so filled with comedy, romance, and you know, and everything, you know, it's just everything. My third movie, number 3 movie is Boy Raised. Yes, Boy Raised is a story of the son of a Baptist preacher who was forced to participate in a church-supported gay conversion therapy program after being forcibly outed to his parents. Yes, Boy Raised, I think that was a 2018 movie, if I'm not wrong. Yes, 2018 movie, it's a movie that starred Trey Silver and the Australian singer, and it was a really, really nice movie. I saw Boy Erased about twice or thrice, right? Because it's a movie I could resonate with. It actually showed the evil in conversion therapy sessions. It actually tells us that, dudes, conversion therapy session is not a thing, and how traumatizing it can be for those who had participated in it, either willingly
or forcefully, because, you know, it just indoctrinates this self-hate in people, and it doesn't just help them be better versions of themselves. That's Boy Erased. You know, you've got to see Boy Erased. Boy Erased, all the movies I've been mentioning are all available on YouTube, or you check them on fzmovies.com. fzmovies.com. Yes, they're all there. Number four movie would be Love, Simon. Yes, Love, Simon is one cool movie like that. It's the 2018 movie too, if I'm not wrong. Either 2018 or 2017. I can't actually remember. Okay, I think Boy Erased is 2019, if I'm not wrong. I can't actually remember what year, but then I've seen both of them. You know, I just tend to see just a movie immediately. They are out. Don't mind me. But Side Square, Dolled, I live for it. Let's move to Love, Simon. Love, Simon is the story of a guy, Simon, who had everything he would ever wanted. He had good friends, a wonderful family. He had cars. He went to one of the nicest schools in town, right? And Love, Simon is the story of how he was outed to the old school forcefully. Let me go to how he started. Let's just rewind. Yes, this is what happened. Love, Simon is a story of a guy who got entangled to another guy who came out on their school's online forum, the E Square, and the other guy was blue. And Simon was like, oh, there is someone like me out there. And Simon tried reaching out to blue with the name Jacques, which is the French inversion of Simon, right? They go chatting and they got into each other, but then they don't know whosoever the other is. They've been trying to meet on different occasions, from a house party to the school. They just did not meet, even if they were actually in front of each other every day. You know, Simon's pa keeps a huge secret from his family, his friends, and all his classmates that he is queer. And you know, when the secret was threatened, Simon must face everybody to come and tell him with his identity, which was what he did after a nosy pokey person got to know about E and blue text. Okay, it happened that one day Simon was actually in the library and he ran out of time. I can't actually remember the reason why. I think, yes, he ran out of time. I think his class was up, or so he left the system without logging out. And there was this guy, one very I'm looking for the right word to use. He's nosy pokey, and the guy's just there, one troublesome dude like that, that his life doesn't have a direction. You know, struggling to get loved by one of Simon's friends. I think that guy was dealing with some level of inferiority complex, right? And he had to bank on extorting Simon, not financially, but then emotionally, by making him do the things he won't do to his friends. And at last, he got to understand Kanan Lonsdale. That's who Blue was. And that was how I started crushing on Kanan. No, don't tell Kanan I said I'm crushing. Right, well, that was who Blue was. And they got along at the end. So my number one movie, tap, doo-doop, 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 wham, wham. Yes, darling. What's my number one queer movie? Guys, I'll tell you all after this break. So guys, my number one movie is Stonewall. Yes, Stonewall. Stonewall is a movie that didn't really make it to the mainstream, like the award, like making it to the box office. It just did not. But then, I really love Stonewall. It got just a 2-star rating. But then it's a story of a young man's political awakening and coming of age during the days and week leading up to the Stonewall riot. Yes, you know, Stonewall is a movie I saw just of recent, but then it's my number one. It's really, really my number one. You know, I got introduced to the Stonewall story. I've always known about the Stonewall story, but then it was through a friend that made me know there was a movie to it. So I went to see the movie. The movie is about a boy, Danny. Danny was caught in the act, which he was caught at giving his DL partner blowjob by certain number of friends. The matter got escalated, and his DL partner claimed that Danny actually, you know, drugged him, yes, so he could do whatever he wanted to do with him. And that was it. And Danny was just devastated, and his life was into kind of shambles. And he had to leave his city, and he had for New York City, and he went straight to Christopher Street. Christopher Street is the street that has an arbor, the whole of the LGBTIQ community of America back then. So there he met with Ray. Ray happens to be a flamboyant, effeminate dude like that on the street, who has a clique of queer guys who they work together, and you know, they live their life as queer guys in America together. And it's really a very nice movie. You should see it. Tells the story of how they struggled to live their life, and how there was this bar called Stonewall, where every queer person, every LGBTIQ person, or every person not wanted wherever they are initially due to their sexual orientation or gender identity. So it's a very, very nice movie. And the police used to raid Stonewall, the bar. They raid it every time, like just every time they come there, they harass people and, you know, get arrested. Until one day like that, they came and they tried to harass them, and the LGBTQ community stood on their feet with Marsha P. Johnson. Yes, mama, yes. Marsha P. Johnson was a trans woman. It's a very, very nice movie. Y'all need to see. Y'all just need to see Stonewall. Stonewall is a very, very nice movie. Y'all need to see. You know, I just love Stonewall. I love Stonewall because it's a movie I really, really resonate with. And I hope one day we're going to have our own liberation also here in Nigeria. So we are done, guys. Yes, we are done. And I think before I go, I should give you guys an extra. My extra movie today would be GBF. I don't know if you all have seen GBF, Gay Best Friend. It's a movie that talks about two guys. One is so flamboyant. The other is not just the stereotypical. He's not the stereotypical gay guy. He doesn't fit into that stereotype of being who a queer person should be. He was outed to the old school, and there was a set of guys who were trying to, set of girls in the school who were trying to, you know, have a GBF. And for the fact that he was the first person who was outed, and he was the first living gay person in the school, every of these three girls were after him, right? They were just after him to make him their best friend. He later became the friend of all of them, and you know, things went wrong between him and his friend. But then I feel GBF was actually an objectifying movie for the community, because it really, really objectified the old gay community, like us, and it tried fixing us into a box. But then, darling, we've come to the end of this episode. I hope you guys like my review of the movies. Don't forget, the conversation continues on Instagram at Queer City Podcast. Also, you can tweet to me at thequeernet001, darling, and you can just email the Queer City Podcast. Just email us, thequeercity001@gmail.com. Drop your mail there. We would reply ASAP. Bye, guys. Can keep your eyes off my better day.